Welcome to the James Mellon Podcast. I am Dr. James Mellon, and I am here to help you live your greatest life ever by living life to the fullest. What you're about to hear is one of my Sunday talks from our Celebrations of Love. I hope you enjoy it. Now, I want to ask the question that she asked at the top of this, sort of. Imagine this. You have this relative that you've never met. You never even knew you had. This amazing aunt who lives far, far away and has never met you. You never knew she existed. But she passes away and she leaves you hundreds of millions of dollars. You all good with that? Now, I want you to imagine this, like it says at the top of the song. Imagine this. This is true. That you suddenly wake up one morning and realize you are so wealthy that there's no way you could ever possibly spend in the rest of your life everything that you now have. So with that being a reality, what would you do? Just think for a moment. What would you do? Would you do things differently? Would you quit some things? Would you do other things? What would you do if that were the case? This question's asked a lot, like, okay, if you had all the money in the world, what would you do? And, you know, would you quit your job? A lot of people say yes, they would quit their job. Which, like Tiffany, whose head's about to fall off her head, or shoulders. Would you quit your job? Well, that's an interesting thing. If you would, you might want to think about it now. You know, because prosperity energy comes to the mind and the heart and the soul that is flowing. Whose word was that? Thor's word. So what would you do if you had all of that? You know, when I ask myself that question, would I stop being a minister? No, not at all. I'd just take all that money and blow it into all of this. I would create the most amazing center, but the most amazing place for people to come and get everything they need fulfilled. Just create this and spend an inordinate amount of money on marketing, because that's the money I really, really require. I want to get out there. I want this message out there so that everybody knows about it. If I have one more person say to me, God, I never knew you were there. That's so frustrating at times. So I think I would do that. I would take that money. I'd be on every billboard in the world telling people who they are. Remember who you are. So what would you do? I mean, that's an interesting concept. I love that the song starts that way. You know, you're on Regis. And I love what the songwriter then says, though. I would take all that money, put it in a jar, and bury it. Because I already have more than Regis, bless you, than Regis could ever give me. Is it Regis that did that show? I guess it was. So the theme of this month, I'm the one doing this. The theme of this month is express. And we've already looked at that. And I hadn't even thought about the thought of express quickly moving through to take the express train. But boy, wouldn't we all like to take the express train to that moment where we have everything we could ever possibly want? So here's what express means. To represent in words, to make known your feelings, and to show, manifest, or reveal. So the first thing I want to ask you is, do your words match your heart? Do what you say, does what you say match what you feel, what you mean? To represent in words, to make known your feelings. More importantly, do you know what you feel? Are you really clearly in alignment with what you feel? And is what you are feeling what you're doing? The life you're living. Whatever that life is. And then the last one, to show, manifest, or reveal. Well, the interesting thing about the word manifest, part of our teaching, is that you will always manifest what you are equal to. You will always manifest what you are feeling. You will always manifest what you believe. because that's where your manifestations come from. So right now, you actually are expressing in your life everything you are equal to at this moment. How does that feel? Good? I see a lot of people like going, really? But here's the good news, if that was bad news. The good news is, you can manifest from this moment forward whatever you choose, whatever you decide. But you would have to get in there and find out, what do you believe? What do you feel? Am I really following through on what I say I feel? So that's the definition I'm going from. So my question to you is this. What are you expressing? Just take a moment here and look at your life. What are you expressing? Are you expressing ease and grace? Are you expressing serenity? You know, every day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sherry Verson does Mondays, and Dr. Karen. But every time I do spirit breath, there's a word we pick. And on Friday, I picked the word serenity. And that word stuck with me all day. And then that word at night, when we came here to do sound soul immersion, I used it in soul immersion too, because it bookended my day. I was expressing serenity because I chose the word serenity. I informed my soul, here's what I choose today, serenity. But there are days when I don't necessarily inform my soul and the universe informs me. Anybody? On how to express. This person informs me how I might want to react. This situation, our world at large that we live in. So the question really becomes, when I ask you, how are you expressing yourself? The real question I'm asking you is, are you expressing yourself? Your true self, your highest self. So what do we base our expression on? Like, I express my, this shirt has a lot of controversy. Because the first time I wore it, Dr. Eric told me that I should really take it home, burn it, and never wear it again. And now, by a show of hands, how many of you love this shirt? I want you to look around, Eric. Yeah. But I bring this up not just to out Eric for his lack of taste, but to show that everybody gets to express themselves however they choose to express themselves. But there will be other people who think that that expression doesn't work. Does it matter to you? No. But Eric will never be caught dead in one of these shirts. And that's as it should be, which is what I'm giving you for Christmas. So when I say, how are you expressing yourself? How do you express yourself? I'm really kind of asking, are you expressing you, or are you expressing everything that's come up to this point and all the influences? God, we even create now influencers to influence us into doing things or being things or acquiring things. So what do you base how you express yourself? And what about this? There's this term. I'm going to get to this Ernest Holmes quote. Divine expression. What do you think that is? What do you think divine expression is? Well, I'll tell you. There is something inside of you that doesn't need your opinion. How about that? Let's just stop there. There's something inside of you, Dr. Tiffany, that doesn't care what your critical mind is doing. It doesn't care how sarcastic you can be. It doesn't care about your comedy and your humor. There's something inside of you that is so Tiffany, so real, so authentic, so divinely individualized, and it just wants to be let out. And you let it out a lot.
It's my sarcasm that wants to be let out.
Did you hear what she said? It's my sarcasm that wants to be let out. Maybe, because that's a good quality of yours. It's very funny. It's very funny. But what is it inside of you, perhaps, that hasn't been expressed yet? Or that wants to be expressed in a different way? It could be just what you're doing, but maybe in a different way. So Ernest Holmes says this, never limit your view of life by any past experience. So that's number one. Are we good with that?
Yes.
Good. Liza is like, yeah, move on. Next sentence. The possibility of life is inherent within the capacity to imagine what life is. Backed by the power to produce this imagery through divine imagination. Ultimately, what he's talking about here is the creative process. He's basically saying the possibility of life is inherent within your capacity to imagine what your life is. Not even what your life can be, but what your life is. Because let's face it, if you know what you want, you need to start experiencing it now in mind. Don't wait for it. So the possibility of life is inherent within the capacity to imagine what life is. Now here's the best part. Backed by the power to produce this imagery through divine imagination. So what does that mean? It means there is that in you, that back of you, that all you need do is be clear, really clear, what it is you want to see in your life, what you want to live in your life, how you want to, as the song said, live out loud. There is that in you, the divine imagination, that brings it forth. You don't even have to do it. You can relax. You just have to be equal to it. And I know some people are like, well, what does that mean, be equal to it? You know what it means? It means your mind continues to support you at all times. How many of you this week think you had even one disparaging thought about yourself? They're going up slow, but I expect most of you will raise your hand. Yeah, okay. That's using your divine imagination to bring that forth, whatever it was you thought. And most of us don't think negative thoughts about ourselves just once in a week, by the way. We do it a lot. That is not using the power of my divine imagination. That's bringing that very first sentence into being. Never limit the view of your view of life by any past experience. How many of you still bring up the past in order to beat yourself up? That was good, Caressa. Caressa went, that's a maybe, I'm not sure, I'll get back to you. But these are important. Somebody said in one of the classes that they got something wrong and they said, oh, I'm going to beat myself up over that. I went, please don't. Beating yourself up over anything is unacceptable. Beating yourself up over even the things that you could logically make sense out of beating yourself up over do nothing but take down your ability to create what you want. So the real truth is, backed by the power to produce this imagery through divine imagination, how do we manifest? By keeping our mind on point. When I say, what are you equal to? I mean, what of all the thoughts you've had in your head, bring them all together, what's that equal to? And I'm telling you, it's not difficult. It really is not difficult for you to live your life clean in mind. The title of my talk, oh, there's two of those there. Oh, that's funny. I like the one with the balloons. The title of my talk is Just Imagine. Just imagine. This month is a month about expressing yourself. You know, when I asked myself, what would I do with all that money? And marketing was one of them. I really do want the world to know who it is. I really want every individual to really get a sense of who they are, the greatness that's inside of them. I really would love the I am God concept to take off like wildfire. But that's not going to happen in the face of the problem with the word God. So what would we say? I am greatness on demand. Get them that way. G-O-D. Greatness on demand. I am this life force. Now science is helping us because it's starting to let us see. It's all energy. You, me, D, we're the same energy. We are touching each other, even though I'm up here and you're down there, because my energy and your energy is that one energy. And if that's the truth of who we are, just imagine if we started living from that understanding that I am this quantum field of pure energy moving through me, everything is possible. Everything is possible. That's not just a nice slogan for the back of your car. Everything is possible. That is the absolute scientific spiritual truth. Everything is possible. Your mind decides what to do with that. The lyric, I love this lyric in the song. Try to keep a bird from singing after it soared up into the sky. It's not gonna, because the bird knows who it is. It knows what to do. It just does it brilliantly. And it probably doesn't spend a lot of time wondering if it has the right fur on. Did y'all get that? Or if it's wearing the right shirt. It doesn't. The bird doesn't care. It just flies because that's what it does. Right? Second lyric. Give the sun a cloudless day and then tell it not to shine. It can't. Because the sun knows who it is, what it is, and it just does what the sun does. So what's your problem? Really, what's your problem? What's my problem? Why are we not flying because we know we can fly? Why are we not shining because we know it's our inherent nature to shine? What is our problem? You know what our problem is? Tiffany. Our problem is two words, critical thinking. You see, the sun, as far as we know, doesn't think. It just is. The bird is not thinking necessarily. It's reacting, but the bird just is. You and I, we have sarcasm. We have all the things that we can do in our minds. We have critical thinking. We can figure out why we're not able to fly. We can figure out why we're not able to shine. We can figure out all of our problems. Anybody here ever talk to themselves about their problems? Yeah. Anybody here know all of their deficiencies as a person? If not, ask your friends. That's the conversations we get into. Here's how you could fix that in you, Marilyn, and I can help you with that. Right? What if our minds, what if our focus went somewhere else on our divine truth? Ernest Holmes said this, man's world is one of self-expression. That's all it is. And that means woman's world too, by the way. I didn't correct his gender issues. Our world is one of self-expression. I kind of brought this thing about the shirt to show you that every single one of you is living in your own reality. Every single one of you sees the world as it's seen through your concept of the world, your already established premise of the world, your beliefs, your feelings. Every single one of you has a different understanding of this world than the person sitting next to you, even if you're in agreement, because you don't have the unique perspective of that person next to you. Audrey, Carolyn, I'm sure you're very clear and very together on many issues. Issues! But the way you see them, that is your own unique perspective. And if we're ever going to really soar as the birds or shine like the sun, we're going to get back to our divine expression. We're going to get back to that unique expression within us that asks us, what is yours to do? What is mine to do? We're going to express from our highest self. So this month, what I want you to do is pay attention to what you're expressing. And ask yourself, where is this coming from? It's a little bit of work, but I know you're willing to do it. Where is this coming from? Something comes up inside of you, a feeling, just notice it. Oh my God, I'm expressing this right now. This is what's expressing through me. Now, where is it coming from? Back it up. You're going to be amazed at the things you find. And here's the deal. If you find that where it's coming from is authentic and good, have at it. If it's not, deal with it. Be willing to really look at yourself. Because I'd like to think that by the time we move through this month, we are expressing all over the place. We are just expressing from the deepest part of our being. You know, at this center, every morning of the week, Monday through Friday, you can tune into Spirit Breath. It's at 9 a.m. You just have to go online, onto our website, click on the Zoom link, and it'll take you right there. And you can sit there with me 4 days a week, or Sherry, or Dr. Karen, when she gets back from her trip, and start your day with whatever perspective you decide to. But that's part of expressing. Are you giving yourself time to figure it out? Soul immersion, 2 Fridays a month. Come and these chairs are gone. Everyone's just laying on the floor on mats. There is this brilliant video going on and sounds all over the room. It's an opportunity to come and I always say, just come and go to sleep. Right, Dee? Did you go to sleep this Friday?
No.
No.
I flew.
You flew. Yes. Yes. But just come and lay down and let us take you on a journey to your inner deepest self where that divine expression lives. And make some noise to yourself. Live out loud. And the classes, Radical Compassion. We're going into class 4. But you can come to any class. One class is fine. Stop in. You will get something. Something amazing. And the people are amazing in the class. And you can take it from home, or you can take it, come and join me in the room downstairs. And why I'm bringing these up, not necessarily a marketing thing, because if you're going to try to tap into that part of you that where divine expression lives, where your self-expression, your individual, your unique expression is, if you're going to tap into that, you have to give yourself the time to tap into that. You have to shut everything out and go in and just ask, what is here for me to know? What's mine to do? Whatever questions spur you to get that deep, amazing expression inside of you to come up. So, Don Miguel Ruiz says this, find the courage to ask questions and find what you really want. Truthfully, we are expressing all over the place. Don't you find yourself expressing everywhere? Maybe it's just me, but I do. Just expressing all over the place. I feel this, I feel this, I want this, I want that, I know this, I know that. It just comes through you. It has to, or else you're in a coma. And even then, I think you're expressing. Because you cannot stop mind from doing what it does. So, back to the top of my talk tonight. You've been told that you've inherited millions of dollars. Millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. And the question is, what would you do? Fun question. Fun thing to contemplate. And Aunt Tilly, I'm sorry that she passed, but God bless her for sending all that money my way. Now, what would I do with it? Well, here's the truth. Here's the spiritual truth. You have been. Just imagine. Just imagine if you woke up today, sitting here, and you realize that, as Emily sang in the song, you didn't need those hundreds of millions of dollars. You just roll them up and put them in the ground. Because what you already have is so much more than that. So much more than anything you could ever imagine being given or inheriting, because you have inherited something. Your individual, unique self, you have inherited the wisdom of the universe. You have inherited the possibility of all time. You have inherited a creativity, an ability to express yourself in the most unique, magnificent ways. That's true. This isn't fantasy or a fun what would happen if. This is true. Just imagine what you can do. If you're willing to know who you are in such a deep way that you couldn't possibly get involved in all the mundane activities of the universe, they're not yours. Yours is an amazing journey. Just imagine. Namaste. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the James Mellon Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing to the show. That way, you'll be sure to receive every new episode. And if you want to reach out and talk to me, you can always find me at my website, jamesmellon.org. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.